Did no. you get it? I see it. I see it.
What happened?
The fucking last nerd cluster. Now it's gone.
Nope, it's right there. It's right there. Good. Are you going to eat it?
Well, I don't want to bend down and get it.
Does anybody want to come out and get Ty's last nerd cluster? Bruce thought about it. Welcome to the pod!
Yeah!
What were you going to say, Nick?
Right into it.
It looked like you were going to make some sort of comment or backhanded.
Is that like me?
Backhanded. Slight or joke or something along those lines. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tony?
I am doing well. I'm doing fine. I'm doing dandy.
Are you?
Nice.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Your hands look dirty.
Been a little different lately.
Dandy. Wow.
Yeah.
If you can explain how different, I can defend myself, but if you cannot, then I will not.
You've been a little jaded, it seems.
You look like you did manual labor.
I did do some
manual
labor this weekend.
Don't change the subject. Jaded.
Jaded
Nick,
much,
addressing
Tony.
The jadedness, what's going on?
Jaded towards who?
A lot of things, a lot of people.
I'm always jaded towards a lot of things.
Okay. I'm just making sure. So just wanted to check.
I would just ask
my pal if he's doing okay and if everything is all right.
If I have been jaded towards someone or something that I am not normally jaded to, then I understand.
It seems like you have a bone to pick, and go right ahead. Just pick away.
I do have a bone to pick.
Okay. Right.
Just thought of it off the top of my head.
Hope it's the one I'm thinking of.
Yes,
I don't believe
it's
going to be the same one.
Ty, yours is the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know if I want to share that, but it is a pretty large, but a femur-sized bone to pick.
Yeah, I have a good idea of what bone you guys are talking about.
Words, okay. I think.
But it's not that. I have a bone to pick with my body.
Okay.
Oh.
My skin.
Okay.
You mean skinny?
No.
Yes, he does, but he means the epidermis.
Skinny. You are.
I do. Nice. I mean the epidermis, okay? Yeah. My fucking stupid-ass skin.
You cold?
I get exposed to a couple days at 70 degrees, and it goes back down to 45, and I'm shivering in my boots.
I hear you.
I'm weak.
That's not Pittsburgh of you.
My skin is weak.
What's that about? Let's chew on that marrow for a while, that bone.
That bone, the marrow, the inner part of the bone?
What you don't have right now.
They say that's the tastiest part.
They do say that. I've never had it.
It's not the tastiest part.
Have you had it?
I know people like to act like, oh, wait till you crack it open and get the marrow. It's so tasty. It's so delicious. It's
gross. I heard BBQ Jake say that once.
What do you want to break down? The weakness of my skin?
Yeah. Where's this coming from? When
I think old age, maybe.
I know. I think to what Zito said. Has to do with you being skinny, Tony.
No, I've always been a bit prone to the cold.
But I am so hot right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that how you're doing?
No, I'm just in general, though.
Are you doing?
My hands are so cold.
Is that how you're doing?
My toes get cold.
Connor, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Tony.
Okay, good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm fine.
Zito, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
How are you doing?
Doing really good, Tony.
Gumpy, you?
Doing great, Tony. Thank you.
Bruce?
I'm well.
Okay.
I'm about to throw up, first of all. You don't have to cut back to Tony every time he says how you doing before you cut to the back room. Okay, I'm about to throw up.
He does that
motion sick.
I don't look at the screen.
Just let it fucking breathe for a second.
He does that on Hammer Down quite a bit too.
Golly.
if the person is talking, the camera will be on them.
I mean, I get it, but good lord, what are we doing, man?
Come on, lad.
Thank you.
Now that we've all...
Now it's not going to switch, by the way. If you're watching this, you want to see Nick or the back room, you got to rewind to the first 2 minutes because there he is. All right.
There he is.
Now that we've all established that we're doing fine, we're doing well, we're doing good, let's open this up. How are we really doing, boys?
Fresh off of St. Patty's Day weekend.
Tony give us his bone. So
how was everyone's St. Patty's Day weekend? Holy shit, what is happening over here?
I actually
this guy wearing a bathing suit in here?
I actually don't have a bone. Better Call Saul.
Okay.
I have been burning through. I watched the entire season this weekend. So good.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, so I've seen the show
Breaking Bad. I stand in the camp that Breaking Bad is the greatest show ever.
Okay, and I've seen it. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It's been 10 years.
Yeah, long time.
Do I need to remember Breaking Bad to start Better Call Saul?
This is more so a prequel.
Oh.
So there are characters that come up in Breaking Bad.
Sure, Saul.
But you know, of course.
Yes.
But you know.
The bald guy.
Mike.
Like, Mike. Yeah, Mike.
Erdrott.
The very, very violent guy with the drug cartel. Bald.
Tuco Salamanca.
Yeah, Tuco. He's in it. Like, there are characters in it from Breaking Bad, but you don't need to know.
So the only thing, there's one episode that matches perfectly with the Breaking Bad episode.
Okay.
Really?
What's that?
I can't say it, but there is an episode that does that.
Okay. Okay. That's what I'm hoping for. So that's great news. But no, it's good. It's set up similar. So I know in Breaking Bad how they like flash forward to where Walter White is. And, like,
I do love how they did that in Better Call Saul.
In Better Call Saul, it's sick. Yeah, the start of the first season and second season, there it's like black and white and you're with Saul. But like obviously it's not like who you know him
to
be.
Yeah.
And then they go back and like they start from
It's a really cool thing. Someone on YouTube, after you finish it all, Connor, they grab every single one of those black and white scenes and put them together.
Yes. See, like that.
And it's a very cool thing.
Yeah, that's the stuff I'm excited for. But no, it is fantastic. If you watch Breaking Bad and thought, this is the second time I've tried to watch Better Call Saul. So this was attempt to.
Yeah, I did attempt one time before and I didn't catch.
Didn't catch.
Yeah, try it again because it is like, unbelievable.
The hook fell out.
Yeah, which is going to happen.
You're an angler, you know.
Bingo.
It's all good, man.
Nice.
Boom.
Saul Goodman. Get it?
Yep.
Tony recommended, I believe it was last week or a week.
Did you lie to me?
2 weeks ago. What? What do you mean?
No, go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
No. Rock the Block.
Yeah.
I believe. And last night, I went on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
I searched it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm adding this to my list.
Did you watch it?
I did not watch it because I finished Masters of the Air last night.
Done.
And then I watched the rest of the Patriots Dynasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I did not watch, but I will get around to it. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a get in bed, go to sleep, rock
that's
the
big
block.
Time. Will your wife watch it with you?
I'd assume so, yes.
Yeah, that's a big, that's what we do.
It's kind of
an
automatic yes, I feel like, with Rock the Block.
Yeah, it's definitely definitely a one for both sexes.
Yeah. Both can get down with it.
Everyone loves a good HGTV home remodeling show.
Yeah, for sure.
I understand.
And listen, I love Friends, but I'm kind of sick and tired of watching that every single night before.
I haven't been able to watch it.
You're still hammering Friends?
I haven't been able to watch it since Chandler died.
Oh, dude, that's just that's what. Oh, you haven't watched it since
Matt. I haven't watched. I can't do it.
Matt Perry kicked the bucket.
Makes it even better.
We every single night.
We finished Modern Family, so I've been looking for
that's
one
what
of
I
those.
Said. I was like, hey, we should either start Modern Family.
You should.
But also, it's tough because I do like being able to be like, okay, I've seen this 1,000 times. I can just be on my phone a little bit and not.
Yeah, you could do that with Modern.
I could, but then are you even really watching it? Are you giving it the respect it deserves?
And there are a lot of like look jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Like there are
sure.
a lot of pops just off looks. So
yes,
you do kind of have to watch it if you don't know the episode.
So
maybe The Office, because if you can watch Modern Family,
The Office would be a decent switch up. It is just, I'll be honest, I hate navigating Peacock's app.
It's the worst app by far on streaming services.
It fucking sucks. Yeah.
Don't you wish it there was suck. Like a service that just combined everything together?
Like cable TV?
Yeah.
Cable TV?
Mm-hmm.
No, like Apple, so like it gives you every TV
show. You like
show
Game from, Genie?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Game Genie.
Like Game Genie.
Apple TV kind of tries a little.
Was it Game Boy?
It's just Apple TV and Paramount Plus, though.
See, did you have a Sega?
Bless
this man.
Okay.
No, but Amazon kind of does. You can get HBO on Amazon. Like, I watch HBO through Amazon, Paramount
you
through
can.
Amazon.
Yeah, but Zito's saying one app with all options of movies and shows
they
on
all
set
exclude
app.
Something.
Yeah.
And then it would give you, like, the hottest of, like,
I mean,
everyone's watching.
Apple TV is kind of, if you really, that's the closest thing there is to.
And, because usually in the Apple TV menu, it would be like, you're watching Hulu.
Yeah.
And then you're watching
this. They do that with Disney Plus, too.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
But I would want something that you could literally just click on it. You don't have to go into the app.
I get it.
Game Genie was like
this.
I believe it went through your cable network and then into your Sega, and you plugged it in, like a game cartridge, you put it in. And every game that Sega had, you could access through basically the landline or whatever.
It was basically
way ahead of its time.
It was fucking nasty.
It was like the first version of Xbox Game Pass.
Yes.
Wow.
Except you don't have to download every fucking game if you want to play it.
Speaking of, it's not in the FOD, but did I see that Grand Theft Auto is going to be like
228 gigabytes.
That's so many gigs.
I thought it was
kind
of small.
That's that. Zed, I'm on your page.
I thought it was 500.
Yeah, Call of Duty is that size.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Who cares then?
Yeah, exactly.
So
my
I thought they were
going
to make you buy a hard drive and be like, all right, the only way to play
this
game.
Me too.
It's like you buy the hard drive as if you're buying the disc.
You know, I guess I do have a bone to pick, and it's with that. I have a fucking terabyte thing. I know you can put it in an external hard drive. I'll get it. But then, like, you open it up, it's like, you actually only have 700 gigabytes that you can use. 300 of them are just being used for nothing. So,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Sorry. It's like, well, okay, so I have to fucking delete two games every single time I want to download a new one? Yep, I sure do. Fuck, sucks.
I got a bone to pick.
Yeah.
Someone, I'm trying to
just
figure
do it.
Out how
just,
to.
Yep.
No.
Oh, okay.
Different one.
Okay. I thought maybe you were good.
So I parked in a reserve spot last week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you happen? Describe
like in
the.
In my parking garage, there are reserve spots.
For what does it say? Reserved for new.
No, it's reserve spot number 33.
You can pay like 50 extra bucks for the reserve spot.
Gotcha. Okay.
Bingo.
Okay.
Per month. Yeah. So there's one spot that's never. Ever parked in. I park in it on Monday nights when we get home from Raj's because it's right when you get into your garage.
You weren't feeling great.
I wasn't feeling. I had to poop really.
Okay.
Bad. Yep.
And so I got home pretty late and I parked in the spot. And, you know, I slept through my alarm, so I did not get out in time before I know it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I go down to my car and someone writes in Sharpie. On my car.
Oh, no.
On the car?
Lord.
On my car.
Oh, this happened again.
No way.
No, this happened last week.
They wrote in Sharpie?
They wrote in Sharpie on my car.
Like the window?
The window and the windshield.
Okay. Wait,
what?
Yes. So my bone is just, if you have a problem, and this is after leaving a very spirited note written in Sharpie, and a like parking-esque ticket, like stamp on my window. You don't have to take it the extra mile.
So you were warned, though, with a previous note.
No. I mean, this is the first time.
What
down to my car.
To be honest, that's vandalism.
It is vandalism.
Yeah.
Believe me, a bunch of my buddies were like, call the fucking cops right now and file a police report. That's too much. But again, if you leave a note.
That's fine.
That's enough.
What was written?
The written. I went to the car wash. Oh yeah, nothing happened.
Wow,
it's still on there.
Oh no, you need nail polish remover.
Gotcha.
To get it off.
Did you get it off?
Yeah, I got it off. But just for the layman person out there that comes across someone who maybe parks in their spot,
don't ever do that.
Don't do that. Okay, leave your spirited note. I mean, if you're really really pissed off, wait around. To say something to their face so you can at least know the name and face. Because I think what this person doesn't understand is, I'm going to find out who fucking did this.
Bingo.
And I will
berate them. Because they're going to be parked there.
No one's ever parked there.
Oh, okay.
So my first plan is to call the office. Ask if anyone is there. If no one's there, I'm buying the fucking spot.
There you go.
Not because I want it, but because now I just have to.
Yeah,
like,
you have
spite.
This is a spite buy.
Yeah, this is a spite buy. But that is my bone. Don't write in Sharpie.
What did they write?
Cars.
You haven't told us yet?
Nothing bad.
Okay.
Just like, all right.
Hey, this isn't your spot.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
The fucking drew all over my...
You know what sucks more if that person doesn't, like, own that spot? And
bingo.
Somehow,
yeah.
If he's just or if he or she's a bystander and just was like, I know no one parks there, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is when I will consider calling the fucking cops on whoever did
it. Or you find her car or his car. It was a girl handwriting or a guy handwriting?
Girl.
If you find her car, you just poop on it.
Yeah, you do.
That's an eye for an eye. That's how we got
there.
Eye
for an eye. Poop on it.
Poop on it or shatter her windshield. Throw a brick
through. Or just pull up real tight right next to him and just bang your door open and then drive off.
I mean, you take
damage
about
there,
though.
Oops.
Fuck up my car.
Anybody else have any bones or anything?
No.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Bruce.
It's not in the FUD.
What did it say? Sorry if I missed it.
No, he said it.
No, it just said, like, hey, this isn't your spot.
Fuck off.
Like, no shit. Yeah, I know it's
so it wasn't spot. Even like a vitriolish message.
No, there were no cuss words in it or anything.
That
like
is
that.
Such a waste of Sharpieing on somebody's window.
Yeah.
Pro, though, at least person did not write on paint of car.
Yeah, but it's a black car.
Yeah, you got lucky. Yeah, you got lucky.
Maybe.
So what they did was they wrote on my window and then realized they were tinted.
Oh.
and then went to my windshield and really expanded that font size.
Okay.
Wow.
That is so preposterous.
Dickhead move.
So I got towed.
Again?
No, once. But you can still see faintly the writing that the tow truck guy wrote on the back window of my car.
It's because you haven't cleaned it.
What does it say? Like Dayball's truck with a question mark?
Dayball? No, it's just know, whatever kind of tow information.
But that's like car paint, though. Like, that's permanent pen.
Dude, but I haven't done nail polish remover, but I've tried basically everything else.
Except for
I got some in my car. We can try it after this.
We'll do it. We'll get it done, Bruce.
Believe me, I kept them in my car.
Or pee on it.
Anything before we get into the fun.
Yeah, sometimes it pays to just shut up. That'd be my bone to pick.
Fair.
And I think we can jump in.
Yeah. Not
did you hear that, though? I said that. Everyone shut
exactly,
up.
Exactly. Like, not directed at anyone or anything. Sometimes it pays to just, go about your own business.
You know what they say? Never miss a good chance to say nothing.
Boom.
Bingo. Ooh. All right. With that being
said, some people should maybe think about that.
Let's get into the fog. Pedro Pascal, star actor.
Of course, the face of Hollywood.
Face of Hollywood. Says a residual check for Buffy the Vampire Slayer saved him from going homeless when he only had $7 in his bank account. It literally is the reason I was able to stay in acting and not give up.
Thank you, Buffy.
Thank you, Buffy.
I didn't know Pedro was in Buffy, did you?
No.
Nope.
No, was that Jessica Michelle Geller?
Was he with Sarah? Was he with Buffy?
Excuse me, it's Jessica.
It's Jessica Michelle.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke.
I'm sorry, what?
He said Jessica Michelle Geller. That's the star of the show.
Was that not correct?
Oh, okay.
Like Ross Geller?
Hold on. You almost put my brain through a fucking... Almost had an aneurysm. Thought she
Sarah
changed,
Jessica Miller?
Thought she changed her name or something.
Sarah Jessica Miller is...
Now I don't...
It's three names. I know that.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, that's...
That's Matthew Broderick's wife.
I've never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh.
The movie or the show?
Both.
Wow. I've never seen the show.
Sorry, the name just popped in my head. I said it fucking 3 seconds ago, but then Zito said 13,000 names. So
what is it?
Okay, I can give you some hints.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Michelle Geller.
There you go. So you knew the whole time.
From Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
That's
excellent film.
Is Sarah Michelle Geller not Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah,
she is. Okay.
How much do you think this check is for?
$50.
I don't know. Buffy was playing on the CW every morning.
Yeah.
It was. I don't know how. Let's see how many episodes he was in.
That's a good question.
And who was he? I'm assuming the strapping lad there over on the left.
Yeah, he looks like a villain.
His character, yeah.
It looks like
boy from Serial.
I mean, him being in the Fantastic Four is going to bring me back.
Yeah.
You think so?
A little bit.
I hope so.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of all in on Star Wars right now. We just watched the Acolyte trailer. And all the shows that Star Wars have done have all been bangers, whereas Marvel has just slowly but surely crumbled.
He was in one episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the season 4 premiere.
Hey, that's a good season.
So we are talking about like $50.
Yeah, probably. And the reason that we may not have known it was Pedro Pascal, because at the time he was credited as Pedro Balmaceda.
Oh, so it was going by Pascal.
Pedro's name is not...
It's Pedro Balmaceda, and he would later go on and use his mother's last name, Pascal, after her death.
I'm okay with
good that. Good move,
I like that.
Pedro Balmaceda.
I just want to thank Sarah Michelle Gellar for this.
Amen. His character, Eddie, served as the cute guy who bumps into Buffy Summers as she begins her freshman year at college.
I didn't know her last name was Summers.
College, so they bone?
Yeah, probably.
Let's find out.
Oh, that's probably why.
If he was
bonus.
The cute guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It looks like maybe it's the beginning of a new couple for the show until Eddie gets grabbed by a group of vampires.
No.
Oh, no.
But Buffy's supposed to slay them.
Does she save them or does he
I'm
get
sure
eaten?
She slays.
That show was on for a long time.
Long time.
Long time.
7 seasons.
That and, what is it, Enchanted? Is that with Melissa Milano?
Charmed.
Charmed.
Oh, I love
that was
Charmed.
Close. Either way, it was close on CW Z, in the morning. All right, next. I don't know why. I hope you
bought it.
There's no right choice there.
There isn't. I hope you rented this, but then I saw it was $19.99.
Yeah, you got to buy it for $5.
You rented it?
I rented it. Uh-huh. $48.
Jeez.
Did you watch
it? Wait, but I watched, what's it called? Anyone But You? Sure. And it was $5 to rent, so you really got ripped
what
off.
What a deal.
Yeah.
I also got Anyone But You for $5.
Yeah.
I think so, I also watched Ghostbusters. Coming that was $5, and that is still in theaters.
Whoa.
So I
no.
think
so it's doing well.
I think Disney was lost, or not Disney, Sony lost a lot of money, and they're trying to make it in the back end.
Yeah, that's why they're just re-releasing Shrek and Spider-Man.
So, Zeke, like, how joke. Was Madam Web with the bonus X-ray edition?
let me tell you this. They had the idea. They could have done something well. They spent too much time building it up.
Like, how is Sydney Sweeney's acting in it?
So under 15 years old.
I won't take this.
What?
Under 15 years old.
Yeah, what is, what does that mean?
So that makes sense. I know,
so you can't
I know
think about her like boobs at all because her character is under 15.
That's
so
a problem because that's the only thing I'm going to be thinking about.
Trust me.
No wonder this movie bombed.
Connor, yeah, I watched Anyone But You, and I thought she was a fine actress in that movie.
No, she's an amazing actress. She played a 15-year-old very well.
She's really 15 in this?
Fuck? Yeah, like they're all kids.
Madame Web.
Except what's her name from...
Except for Madame?
What's her name? Never should have been casted as a Spider-Woman.
Yeah. And
who?
What's her name? She's not an
Dakota
action.
Johnson?
Yeah, she's not an action star.
So it's not a brothel situation. She's not running a brothel of spider women.
No.
Oh, because Madame.
So
that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's no brothels.
So like they would just like spider you to the bed and just fucking have their way.
She is described as an awkward teenage girl who lives with her father and stepfamily.
Guys, he nailed it.
Yeah.
And so you can't think about her boobs.
So there's a foreshadow or like a dream, I guess. And the three spider girls are in
spider
uniform.
Girls.
And then if they made a number two, it would be good.
Boy, bad news, Z. They're not making a number two.
No, they are not.
Because there was no true like Spider-Man, Spider-Woman.
Can we look up how much money this movie cost?
Yes, it was panned by critics and has grossed over $97 million worldwide against a production budget of $80 million. So let's just say it's in the red quite a bit.
Wait, so, and add my 20 bucks.
Yeah.
How much did it gross?
Make sure you add Zito's
97 million worldwide. Jeez. Its production budget was $80 million.
Although, and for those that don't know the movie business, please explain the production budget is only half the battle.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, although I don't know if they marketed this because I feel like they realized pretty early on, like, this movie's going to fucking suck, so we don't need to really be telling anyone about it. But yeah, I'm guessing this lost a whole lot of money.
Okay.
Whole lot of money.
I mean, whenever one of the main actresses is saying, making fun of her own movie at SNL, you know it's not a good look.
Exactly.
Yeah. She also knows she couldn't short.
And you have America's Sweetheart at your disposal in the film.
Yeah.
Next. It's not good. Sony, what are you doing? Figure it out.
Figure it out.
But I kind of liked it.
Okay.
I don't think you did.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney defended the film to GQ, saying that it was a strategic business decision to
be terrible,
build a relationship with Sony.
Smart.
Yes, and very to make
smart.
A number two.
So that was smart
totally
for her.
Yeah.
She's a brain.
She's a workaholic, okay?
Yeah.
She's in a lot of projects.
There are, you know, a lot of shows coming back this June.
Have you seen these dings?
I assume we're all very excited about The Bear.
Yep.
I have kind of cooled on The Boys. I didn't watch last season.
The school one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Boys.
Gen V.
Oh, then the spinoff.
Yeah, I like that.
Acolyte, which is a Star Wars, I assume you boys are fucking pumped about.
Yeah, that's one I guess The Bear. But no, Acolyte, I think, is going to be cinema.
I didn't watch House of Dragons Season 1, should I?
Yes, very good.
It's worth it.
I was going to say, I never finished it, but...
I think it's worth it because it does seem as though it will span up until the Mad King.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
With that...
Season 2 better be awesome, though.
They span so much. In the first season, they span 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, it is kind of sweet how they progress throughout it. But, yeah, that's going to be unreal. The Bear Season 3, which has already been renewed for Season 4, and they're just rolling
into Season 4. I'm
so happy with that.
Yeah, me too. So we're going to get two of those seasons pretty quick.
Nick, you're a boys guy.
I am a boys guy. I'm more excited for House of Dragon, though. I would go Bear, House of Dragon, Boys, Acolyte, as far as my excitement for these.
Okay.
I'm not out on the boys, but yeah, the steam has certainly cooled off a little bit.
Does Acolyte follow Bear Man around?
No. Yes. Bear Man is not the main character, but
that's
Bear
a
Man,
Wookiee, Tony.
Bear Man will make an appearance.
Wow. That's pretty damn good.
Tony, are you a Bear Man?
I know what Bear Man sounds like. I forgot his name.
I assume Mikey Dogs is over the moon for the Oscar.
I haven't talked to him, but I would assume he is.
It looks very, very good. And I was telling Nick, they need to do a Star Wars show where the Sith bad guy wins in the end. It feels like the Acolyte might be that
one. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Next.
Tony, did you eat your candy I got for you today?
Mm-mm. I didn't know who it was from, so I couldn't trust it. But now I know it's from you. I can now trust it.
It's a Godzilla Kong Empire.
That was, sweet.
Sick.
Yeah.
That was a sweet candy bar.
Yeah. So you know who'd like this, Tony?
I would.
That was a good candy bar.
I will eat it now.
Okay, good.
Fallout is it a show or a movie?
Joe.
Which is the right
I feel
choice.
Like I recognize that actor, but his nose is missing. So
that's
I'm having
that is Walton Goggins.
Yep. Okay. So
yep. Goggins.
Are we pumped about Fallout or not?
Oh yes,
yeah. It's gonna be so good.
Trailer is sick.
What's it on?
Amazon.
Amazon.
Oh, Fallout Prime, right there.
And they are releasing all the episodes
soon?
On the first day. Yeah, April like 17th.
Okay. Mike Williams, Jets.
Whoa.
Bad news, Gump. I do think Amazon Prime might be catching up a little bit in the show department.
Dude, they do really.
What's Halo on?
Halo's on Paramount Plus.
Okay, good. Because I know you've watched it, but I wasn't. I tried watching it.
It sucked. You
yeah,
say
I wasn't
it.
Into it. Yep.
Yeah.
This looks like a good representation of a video game turned into a series.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
No, Prime.
They're catching up. Reacher.
Yeah.
Reacher's very good.
What's that show with Krasinski? Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan's really good.
Fallout now.
Fallout. What's it called with Jack Carr?
Terminalist.
Terminalist. Yep.
The Boys
good.
Is Amazon, right?
Boys is Amazon. They really actually, they put out really good shows.
Yeah, like if you have five good shows,
you're in a good spot.
Yeah, and they have that. Like Netflix doesn't have five good shows. They don't.
Ooh, I just opened up the app.
No, Netflix.
Has anyone seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Does Netflix make any original shows? Like I feel like all their shows just
Stranger
they pick
Things.
Up from like.
Yeah, their original shows are good, like Stranger Things, Ozark.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They have good original shows, but they just...
A lot of their stuff is just from other networks.
Yeah, and they haven't come out with anything new, I feel like, in the show department. Minus The Last Airbender. But again, that's for a niche
Traveler.
Group.
And The Traveler, or The Tourist.
Amazon does some decent docs, too.
The Traveler, The Tourist, The Gentleman.
The Tourist.
All
I don't. It wasn't a... Tourist wasn't a Netflix show. It was like a... I want to say CBC, but that's wrong.
BBC?
Maybe. It was somewhere. It was foreign countries programming, and they just picked it up.
And like Money Heist, like that's all foreign countries programming, and they just claim it as their own.
Dubbed. The sneaky dub bothers me when, like, going into the heist, I didn't know that it was going to be dubbed.
Got to watch the trailers.
Yeah. I couldn't do it because the dubbed, I'll be honest with you. Squid Games?
Yeah, Squid Game.
They have that.
It feels like they have banger original shows, but they just don't quantity over quality over quantity.
Yes.
Yep.
I agree. They release a bunch of bullshit. That's their problem.
It is.
Okay.
I think this is going to be sweet, though. I really do. And we're not going to get another Fallout game for 12 years. So.
Yeah. No, it's our GTO, of course.
Yeah, true.
Next.
I drank that water way too fast. I feel just like I have a fucking bulb in my tummy.
That's the worst.
Somebody
so fat.
Put this into the pod fod and I believe said something about
you got to read it with an accent, Tuck.
Oh, it was. Was that?
I think it's an English accent. This person typed,
or it might be.
Oh yeah, I believe Nick did send this in and say "mitt," so you could even read it as "we have an serious problem," or you could say "we have an serious problem." And that's from the Royal Communications.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know if it was on air or not, but boy, we was it on air, Mitt?
Pretty sure. I don't think I caught it.
I think we have a.
Yeah, it was. You may remember it was when Bill came back here and threw a big fit, for no reason. right in Mitt's face, and it was when we didn't know if we were recording, and then Mitt noticed like four or five blinking lights, and he goes, "Oh, guys, we might have a bigger problem here." Turned out nothing was wrong. Everything was
those lights okay. Those lights are probably blinking right now.
Yep, same lights blinking right now.
Were you looking at the network connections?
I hope not.
I don't know what the fuck I was.
You mean like
at
the cables that always blink? Like that?
No, it's just like legit, yeah, like the internet.
Yeah.
Guys. Guys.
We haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about it on here because the rural community put this out because of.
Yeah, is this for Kate Middleton?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We ebbing and serious problems.
Connor, did you want to put your theory out into a microphone?
No, absolutely not. I do not want to get murdered.
They reactivated the page with Meghan and Harry.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean the page?
Like there's a tab
on the royal website that says Harry and...
Yeah like the office of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
I thought he dropped all royalty when he left.
No, me too. That's why it's a
mystery.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
There's something afoot everywhere. Everyone keep your head on a swivel right now, okay?
True.
Yeah, good point.
Everyone.
True.
Doesn't matter where you live, your age,
doesn't matter what
your
you
sex,
do.
Your height, your weight.
Thinks about Kate Middleton.
Good question.
Good question.
Next.
I bet she makes a good ham and cheese sandwich.
I did not see this coming.
You didn't?
No. Was it rumored?
I believe so.
What has he been?
It was floated.
He was kick-ass, dude.
Aaron Taylor Johnson was, and I think you'll know this, he was the main character in Godzilla when they were...
Bryan Cranston.
He was Bryan Cranston's son.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell is this guy?
I know exactly how you'll know him. He is one of the brothers in Bullet Train.
That's right. Tangerine.
Yep. I actually, at first, fuck this guy.
But no, he's solid.
Upon further review,
he's good.
I actually do like this guy.
Yeah. Did we say kick ass?
Yeah, he's kick ass.
He was,
but more importantly, he's Cranston's son in Godzilla.
He was Pietro in
Cranston.
Avengers 2.
Yep. He has
Pietro
Maximoff.
Oh, yeah. He's that lady's sister. Yeah.
He has a very, very small
But he looks
part
very different as the fast guy.
Oh, yeah. He's the military guy.
He looks, he looks much skinnier and more wiry.
He has a lot of range, I'm guessing.
I think his hair was blonde.
Yeah. He does have a lot of range.
Yeah. That's
I don't know about Bond, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'll reserve judgment.
I really wanted Idris. I thought he would have killed it. But
he's too old. He's 52.
He's bit old.
Idris. Look at this guy. He looks like he likes his martini.
I wanted Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy would be sick.
Tom Hardy. I love Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
But how would he do Venom 4?
Yeah. Well, no, Venom 3, The Last Dance.
Good point.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, dude, Venom 3, The Last Dance. So
I didn't know that.
He should have been fine. I mean, Batista would have been good,
is
too.
Is he British, I assume?
Yes, oh, yeah. Okay. If they get Giamatti as a bad guy, he already said he wanted to do it. Just fucking do it. He's coming off an Oscar nod for Best Actor. Fucking do it.
Do it.
Perfect timing for Giamatti.
Perfect.
You can give him like a really long nose and like
glass eye.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want him to be the Penguin?
Sure.
Yeah, or Gru from Despicable Me.
Bingo. I'm good with both of them.
Giamatti stealing the moon and Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Can you imagine a live action Minions with Giamatti's Gru?
Oh my God.
Who would be the Minions?
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. DeVito.
Yeah, he'd be the leader for sure. Just like, I mean, they made Hugh Grant the lead Oompa Loompa in Wonka.
They could do it to anybody these days.
Yeah, you could.
Even Gamboli.
With C.
Gamboli should be a fucking
Minion.
Minion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe an Oompa Loompa.
Nick sent us in. Beth Halsey, age 27, paid $12,000 for a forehead reduction surgery after bullies called her five head.
She's 27.
Guys,
like,
it's not funny.
What bullies?
Okay? Not funny.
I didn't get that because she's so old. It looks good.
Her new head?
Her new head looks good.
Well, if you
click on it.
The scar is gruesome, but.
Yeah, but it looks good.
I haven't seen it.
It's basically just a.
So if you click, you are on Twitter, you obviously can click on those photos.
Oh, okay.
And they go full size.
Slice open her scalp.
Yes, pretty much. And
put,
and then,
like, packing peanuts in
pulled
there.
Pulled it down.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have just went for some bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got, like, a $60 haircut at the salon. And
or you could have done where they put hair farther down your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would reduce the.
Could have done that.
I have a bit of a five head, but I didn't always because I used to have hair.
Receding hairline,
This is off subject. Did you guys see
like
Aaron
Napoleon
Jones
at Waterloo?
Oh,
when
yeah.
He took the hat off.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first time, too.
Bit of a hairline.
Yeah, bit of a hairline issue.
Oh, okay. Jeez. That's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
That's okay.
Dreads still look great.
I just don't like that we still have bullies.
Yeah, 27. Like, what?
Unless she was going to work and they were.
I know. They're calling.
Because really, that's the only place you get bullied is a.
Or on the talk.
Right? Where?
Could have been on the talk.
Does she have a talk account?
It was definitely on the talk.
Is she a TikToker?
It was definitely going to be on the talk. You're right, Bruce.
It probably
was on the talk.
She's probably getting bullied on the talk.
She's a TikToker. But those are trolls. Those aren't bullies.
You're right.
Well,
this person is.
It's a fine line.
Cyberbullying.
You also could have embraced it. McDonald's might have gave you like $12,000 to put like a big Mickey D's logo.
Ad space.
Billboard.
Fucking B-dubs.
It doesn't feel like it's a massive change for $12,000.
No, it does. It does look drastically different if that bottom right photo.
I can't click on it.
She's trying to escape bullies like you.
See, I don't know if you can go to
and this is what you
Twitter.
Do.
So it feels like we might need that.
Sack of subs.
Dude. And this is my fault. I should have got the full photo, I guess.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't need to.
Stop bullying her, dadgummit.
Don't bully Beth.
Don't bully Beth. Is that Halsey's sister?
No.
Yeah.
Halsey's first name.
Sorry, what?
Halsey's her first name.
Really?
Her name's Sue Halsey.
No, I think it's Halsey Sue.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Is it spelt different?
Reverse.
No,
it's spelled the same.
Halsey. Kay.
Next.
She's hot.
A lot of people send this in the group.
Five head.
Yeah, you're right.
This guy's a legend.
So you guys are gonna have to inform me.
I love his quote.
What's going in with?
Oh yeah.
Okay. It looks like there was other changes.
Bit of irritation.
Oh jeez, don't zoom in.
Bit of irritation up there.
She'll have that for a little bit though.
No, yeah, that'll go away.
Look at the cans.
you guys are gonna have to fill me in on Glasgow Willy.
This is the Willy Wonka guy. Remember that Willy Wonka fucked up situation that they made?
No. Was I not here? Was it on
Maybe.
The show?
Yeah, there's a like a makeshift homegrown Willy Wonka factory that just was a nightmare.
It's basically the Willy Wonka fire.
And he
fest.
Was Willy
Wonka.
Willy Wonka?
He was the organizer.
Yeah.
And did people die?
No, nobody died. Nobody just died. Kids' opinions of Willy Wonka have been changed forever.
They sold it as like this Willy Wonka experience, and it was basically an empty warehouse with like a couple tables and
it's like a really, really shitty haunted house.
Nick, I need you here. Who does that guy remind you of?
First initial vibes give me Phil Kessel. Also a little bit of Beale. I see a little Beale in there.
Beale Kessel.
What recent show on Apple TV did we watch? And he looks exactly, and I mean exactly, like the bad guy.
I'm blanking. I don't know.
The fucking bad guy from Hijack.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
he does.
He looks exactly like the bad guy from Hijack.
He might be.
Might be the bad guy from Hijack.
Because I think he was from Glasgow.
And his name was Willie.
He got all his Hijack money and he was like, I'm going to put together the best Willy Wonka.
A Wonka.
This guy lost his family and all of his friends because of him.
Look at that.
He lost the love of his life, too.
Is that the same guy?
Go back to the other one. Like, shockingly the same.
Just crack that wide open.
The same guy. I love his quote.
Oh, yeah.
I was devastated and I was sick to the pit of my tummy.
Someone quote tweeted and said, like, hey, not the right time to use tummy, buddy. Okay. Makes you weirder.
It's made my tummy hurt so fucking bad.
This has ruined my life.
Yeah, he lost his family, his
friends,
everything.
Lost the love of my life, my friends.
Oh, yeah, there's the messed out Oompa Loompa.
That's awesome.
People really ran with that one.
That place is sweet.
Yeah, look at that thing.
There's the unknown. The unknown was the evil.
The Dementor.
The evil
I enjoy
chocolate
the sign.
Maker.
I enjoy the sign of where to go. Bouncy, yeah.
Bouncy Castle is just this
load
throwing
you
in the
air. The photo
on
the left was kind of like all AI.
He probably worked so hard on this, too.
No. Yeah, all their promotional materials was AI.
That's okay. Nice.
Yeah, and you show up and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for that lady.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the lady from SNL who's the Chiefs fan. What's her name?
Tough cast.
Kristen McKinnon.
There
or something
it is.
Like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rock star.
Molly Shannon?
No, she's not on SNL, but she's a Chiefs fan. She's always on Good Morning Football.
Melissa Etheridge?
Yeah.
The rock star. You're right.
Next.
Someone get this guy an Alka-Seltzer for a tummy. I got a good chuckle out of this one.
This is great. This is a note from a landlord to his tenants. Hey, guys, please don't take any more big shits, in parentheses, shits over 3 pounds, in parentheses, in your bathroom toilets. If you are eating a lot and holding your shits all week till Sunday, taking a big fat shit, please stop. The clay pipes clay? Can't handle the weight of the shit. If you feel a large shit in your ass coming on, please take it at a public library. Peace and love.
Rev, run. So fucking
a lot of
deep.
Old, like, when we used to live in those row houses in Southside, I assume those were clay pipes.
I guess. Why are we still, like, how are we not updating the infrastructure of the pipes?
Yeah, well, clay
you don't You don't update until you have to.
See, I thought this was like, you might have to. I thought this was like, like a landlord in like Bali.
I mean, it could be, but I don't think, I feel like, I'll look it up.
Could be New Mexico. Yeah. Don't they have those houses made of clay?
They do.
Yeah, the adobe huts.
What if you took some hedge clippers and you trimmed up your shit so you just kind of mush it up? Yeah, you need a poop knife. Chop them up a bit, make them a little bit more passable.
Have to plunge all your dumps with a knife.
Well, you could be like a logger too, and you know, drink like 2 bottles of water, and then cut your piss into like fourths, or cut your poop into fourths
with your piss. Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. I doubt this person was saving it up. Sometimes you sit down after a long Saturday, and you're there for 30.
I mean, This guy.
Yeah, talk is clogged 3 toilets.
So in the U.S.
He drops nukes. He takes big fat shits on Sunday. He waits all week,
yes, he
all
does,
weekend.
Dude. I actually just had to unclog the toilet before this show, and I just assumed it was him.
There's a chance. Ty has another theory.
Yeah.
In the U.S., clay pipes were very popular, but they stopped using them around the 1970s. So if your house was built before the 70s, most likely.
A lot.
Yeah, a ton.
Yeah, especially ones that are being rented out.
Yes.
We poop a lot.
What are you thinking, Nick?
I'm just thinking why we chose clay even in the 70s. Yeah, it feels like there had to be better options.
I think you guys are confused at what clay pipes are.
I just envision clay
like
in
ceramics.
That's surrounded by dirt, just eroding so fast.
No,
reeking, like leaking fuel.
It's like hard. It's like hard clay.
Okay.
Even you would think the poop would like
solidify. It is like ceramic. It looks like ceramic.
And like reinforced
pipes. Yeah, but it sounds like these guys are taking shits over 3 pounds. So they they're just
the sheer magnitude
unloading
of
on the clay.
This guy pulling out a scale and fucking putting it on there.
Yeah, hold on.
It's actually more than 3 pounds, this one.
It got clogged. Can you put it in a bag? I need to see.
Oh, you know what? That's good to know.
You got to check that bag, sir.
That is.
Hot dogs and snakes, boys.
That snakes are okay because I'll get hot snakes every once in a while.
Amoeba?
Hot snake?
I am always... just
marbles?
Fucking
can we pod this? There we
the go. Bottom two. I'm always on the bottom row.
What's going on?
You have amoeba dumps?
I haven't had
amoeba pooper.
I haven't had a solid shit in years. I feel like I've said that on this show before.
Honestly, there's nothing worse than the fucking caterpillar.
I was just gonna say caterpillar.
Like, I get it, because marbles suck, you know, when you just got...
But at least you can just... Hey,
I would die.
You ride that
I
out.
Would die for some marbles.
Rat... fucking
come on.
Rabbit turd?
I would pay hundreds
fuck
of dollars
that.
To have a caterpillar.
Dude,
No. You think you just took a 3 pound shit, a massive shit, and then you look down, you got a fucking caterpillar in there.
Yeah, no, it's just fighting you all the way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Fuck you, caterpillar.
Yeah, but I live as Jackson Pollock.
You're not a hot snakes guy?
No.
Jackson Pollock is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I live in the Jackson Pollock soft serve zone.
I mean, you guys got to be spending a fortune on scrubbing bubbles and
bingo
water fixer.
What
things.
Is the natty
not a chance.
Splatty
I let the Merry Maids come in and fucking deal with that.
Price next.
Shout out Merry Maids.
This was good.
Yeah.
Because you have to put yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine bringing a 2 liter of Coke back in time to a fat king eating a leg of mutton. He'd probably make you a duke right then and there.
All caps.
Yep. No doubt.
This guy's screaming this as he types it.
Yeah.
My worry is imagine the next day when he asks for another 2 liter and you got nothing for the
what
king.
What is this?
Off with his head!
You got to go find some.
I want more. Slams it.
Yeah, he'd be so pissed.
What was Coke the first pop?
I think so.
Or was it ginger ale?
Feels
like
a good
ginger
ale. I don't know. I require the sugary bubbles again.
Please, sir. I have no more sugary bubbles. Kill him.
New things don't come around often like that again. Like we'll
never break into the market.
Yeah,
Jacob Schweppes.
Yeah, soda water.
Oh, I thought this was maybe a different Dr. Joseph.
The time frame is about the same.
It's very similar.
So is this what won the war?
Which one?
What war?
The American Revolution?
Yeah, I mean, I know
it was
1776, but...
The fucking blood Americans won the war.
The Swedish chemist Torbern Bergman knew our esteemed...
That's Avicii's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
This might have made everybody leave England.
That's why his first single is called Carbonated Water.
You think
water.
Pop made fucking sense. People leave England?
Soda water?
I don't love soda water.
Soda water sucks.
It stinks.
Kind of stink. A lot of poof.
Oi! What's the difference?
A lot of that when that first came out.
What this tastes like piss out my arse.
Yeah. Can you imagine one of these guys, though, just dunking a leg of mutton in a goblet full of Coke?
Yes.
I actually wish I could.
I think
go
I'm
going
to do it Thanksgiving.
Not to be a Duke or anything, just to.
It looks like root beer. Oh, no, ginger ale.
I knew it had to be ginger ale.
What is the difference between like club soda, soda water, and like seltzer sparkling water?
Who cares?
The name's on the bottle.
Seltzer's a lot.
There you have it.
So, seltzer tastes, at least has some taste.
Holy
seltzer's
shit.
A little better than soda
Dr.
water.
Dr. Pepper's been around since 1885.
Wow.
Shout out to fucking Chuck Adderton.
Yeah, Waco, nonetheless.
Like penicillin, right?
Waco, the birth of Dr. Pepper.
It was only.
Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So root beer was the first. Yeah. Well, no, I guess ginger ale, but.
Yeah, ginger ale.
First cola flavored beverage was introduced in 1881.
Hey, shout out Ireland.
See,
Irish get one.
Yep.
Finally.
Anyone who says Pepsi is better than Coke, just
idiot.
Fucking take a gander there.
Yeah.
12 years late. And if I'm not mistaken, Dr. John Pemberton actually killed Caleb Bradham for stealing.
I believe Caleb Bradham was a real weasel as well.
I believe you're right.
Okay, next. I got to look up, see what Bradham kind of looks like a dog. former Wendy's restaurant manager in Pennsylvania charged with theft by deception for recreating a fake employee named William Bright.
Bright.
Linda Johnson logged 128 shifts for Bright, pocketing almost $20,000 from June 2021 to May last year.
How was he doing with the social security?
It's pretty genius.
It is. That is fascinating.
Like, if you're the manager and you say, yeah, I hired this employee.
I hired Bill Bright. He's real good.
And they're working these hours, and you clock them in and clock them out every day. Pretty genius.
Oh, she's fucking on the run, too.
Oh,
her whereabouts unknown. Linda Johnson.
Oh,
a
I didn't
dog.
Know that.
Yeah, Linda's a fucking dog.
What's this guy drinking?
I was just going to ask that. That's not a drink.
Frust?
Nick, that's something you would.
Frusty?
No, I mean,
Nick's
if
the
I'm
type
drinking,
of. If you guys don't know this. Listeners,
it's a Fanta.
People.
If I'm drinking a nice orange
Nick's
drink.
Nick's the type of guy that goes to the gas station, and he will walk out of that gas station with the weirdest drink
Snickers
in there.
Snickers milkshake drink.
Yeah.
How was that? Yeah, I don't know. I think Foxy had a sip.
I did have a sip. I did feel my
The
diabetes.
Snickers coffee that you bought?
It was Snickers-flavored coffee. I also bought the Twix. I drank the Twix. It was not great. I gave the Snickers to Z.
Yeah, it was a bit nutty.
You're walking out.
You're walking out
with a Yoo-hoo.
Let's act like walking out of a gas station with a Yoo-hoo.
Ice cold bottle of Yoo-hoo.
Dude, when I was like 18, 17, and I found out that was not milk, I was so rattled.
What did you think it was?
Boy,
I thought
I
it was
news
chocolate,
for you about Sunny D,
chocolate milk.
Whoa, easy.
The whole time.
I do love a good orange soda, though. I would try the Frust. It would be my last choice of orange beverages.
I saw something the other day, and boy, oh boy, did it take me back. How come there's not ice cold cans of Brisk iced tea around?
Oh man,
you can still find them.
Lipton Brisk iced tea.
They're kind of giving.
So
they're kind of
not as common, certainly.
I don't want a bottle.
It the starry treatment.
I want an ice cold can of Brisk iced tea.
If I went somewhere and someone had cans of Lipton Brisk iced tea,
man,
and not ice cold soda pop, I was fucking pissed.
No,
come on.
Hey, I don't want this shit. You got any Coke or Dr. Pepper in here?
I can promise you, in my fridge next to it was a fucking ice cold can of Surge.
Well, there you have it.
You know what a delicious can of iced tea is? The Ohana. I believe it's the Faygo brand of iced tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that thing hits different. You have one of those in the summer? Oh, talk about a refreshing beverage. beverage.
I bet it is.
I could go for an ice cold can of Country Time pink lemonade.
Ooh.
Country Time.
8,000 grams of sugar in there.
Your teeth start to taste every granule.
I have a bit of an announcement.
Okay.
Nick, how long do you think I've been drinking vodka ginger ales?
Ooh.
Oh, no,
18
Tony.
Years.
Don't do this.
Probably
Tony.
About, probably around there.
Don't
do it, Tony.
Can I have vodka gingy?
I need something new.
Whoa, really?
Tony, why?
I've been drinking like 7 or 8 and not feeling a thing.
Oh,
I think my body is just so
used to
them now that they don't do anything.
What about
for
the teenies?
Me. Well, yeah, the teenies do it.
Okay, so you just need your.
But I can only have like 2 teenies.
I agree.
But now I need my after teeny drink.
Have you tried? And hear me out.
Okay.
Have you tried vodka water with lemon and lime?
Delightful.
Like just water?
Yep, with lemon and
lime. That's a
so when I was dieting, I would do that, and then I'd bring Mio around with me and squirt some Mio in there with me. It's not a bad thing.
It's good.
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
How about the Mio is ridiculous. A sea breeze might scratch your right.
What's a sea breeze?
I believe it's vodka, soda water, and a splash of either cran or maybe grenadine.
Yeah. I was going to say vodka.
Cran. I think it's cran.
Cran.
Okay, I could try a sea breeze.
Is it just the vodka though that you're both
going
to
say
tea to?
No, it's. I think it's the both. I think it's
what
the vodka and the combination and
the
ginger.
Same brand.
I do.
Ginger.
Have you tried a full glass of vodka with a little splash?
Pretty
of
much
ale?
What I'm doing right at this point.
Yeah, so
how about
what's
gin?
The...
Maybe you become a gin.
Yeah, start drinking gin.
Don't do it. Don't be a weirdo. Go to whiskey.
Don't do gin, Tony.
Gin.
I cannot urge you enough. Do not do gin.
Don't hate the idea.
Yeah.
Maybe rum.
We don't need to solve it right now. I'm
rum
just telling you guys.
Fine.
I want to hear about a nice gin hangover. Let me know how it
is. As the spring and summer goes on, I'm just... I'll keep you guys up.
All right, you're a free agent right now.
I'm a free agent.
Can we have all the potty acts just send you all the drinks?
That's
yeah,
a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Hashtag drink Tony drink.
Yep.
Thank you.
Right. I mean, drink Diggs drink would make more sense.
No, either one works. We don't even need it. Just don't
do that.
Next, talking about the Little Caesars Crazy Puffs, and they're saying they're fire.
They look fire. I mean, they look like...
Nick,
do they? No, I haven't. I haven't visited any local dumpsters lately.
These look like shit.
Thank you, Bruce. No thanks. This is really? Trash, garbage.
I would give it a try.
It makes me sick.
I think cheese like that is appealing.
I love that kind of cheese.
Yeah, I also think they just look like larger bagel bites.
Compared with, you weren't here last week, I don't think, is when we had it on, was the Domino's from Malaysia that had that lava bowl in the middle of all that cheese and marinara.
Oh,
that looked fine.
Compared to that, this looks like...
Those Malaysians know what they're doing.
If I get them, will you try them?
This looks like constant.
Will you have
an open
mind? Will you have an open mind?
I'll have a bite.
Yeah,
I'll try. Thank you.
So
thank you, Gump.
They're doing the half and half with the cheesy bread and the pizza, too, right now. It feels like Little Caesars trying some new
things.
They're trying.
Yeah. What do you think's in these crazy puffs?
Pepperoni.
yeah, they are filled with pepperoni.
Filled with peps.
Okay, so not that crazy.
They kind of look like, you know what they look like? Starbucks egg bites.
They do.
Oh, that man loves his egg bites.
If you know one thing about me is I love a Starbucks egg bite.
I'll tell you what, I hate egg bites so much. It makes me hate these now.
They are pretty gross. I've muscled them down a few times.
They
don't look natural. They don't
bullshit.
Muscled them down. Did you hear that, go?
Yeah, they look like a fungus.
What is it? Soufflé? Souffléed egg?
I guess.
I believe so. You are correct.
I like them all.
So
the
it's getting,
white
so it's getting
one,
squeezed
the
out
egg.
Of something.
Like something they're
find
they're definitely souffle and
floor
shit.
Scavenging.
All right, next.
What's this about?
What is this about?
Oh.
Detroit man.
This is absurd.
A Detroit man has been arrested after falling asleep while cranking his hog at a showing of Love Lies Bleeding. There was a tweet that was uncensored as well.
Yep, there was. Not blurring much. A generous blur here.
You could just see the mushroom tip in his hand.
Yeah, it was a bit of a Leslie Chow from the Hangover situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, just quick follow-up. Foxy's dad already apologized for
it. Jeez.
So, I don't even know why we put it in here.
What kind of life are you living that you're going...
This did make me curious about Love Lies Bleeding, though.
Yeah.
I did go straight to the trailer.
Is that Christian Stewart?
Yeah, it is.
I love Christian Stewart.
Yeah, I love Christian Stewart.
Bruce is like,
well,
this guy's jerking off there.
So it is about,
hold on, let me get eyes on this.
What's this guy?
A pack of Marlboro Reds.
Fireball.
To make you a fireball.
A Jazzercizer.
This guy is living.
That's not a Jazzercizer. That's a vape.
That's a vape.
I
think it's a vape. The orange thing?
Dick ring.
Are we talking about the orange?
That's for sure a vape. Why do you have a vape and cigarettes inside?
Brother, you're in the movie.
It's the party.
Man, if you haven't been a smoker, you wouldn't understand. That's pretty standard operating procedure.
Yeah. Once for inside, once for outside.
Yeah. Two fists of fireball?
Yeah, two fists of fireball.
Yeah, fireball.
This guy was coming here to crank his hog.
We haven't had a guest in a while. I'm thinking we might need to get one.
Yeah, get this guy on.
Boxy, what's your dad's number?
Next.
Movie does seem good.
I bet it does, Bruce. Next. We don't need to pile on to this. This got me, okay? Because this is just guys being guys, and this is how things stick. You ever wonder how somebody gets nicknamed? Stuff like this, okay?
So good.
One of my husband's high school friends is called Buttons, and I thought it was because he wore a button-down shirt once 15 years ago. I was just informed. He never actually wore the shirt. He was just considering it. Now he must deal with the consequences for eternity.
That's strong.
That is so good.
This is a good group of friends.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite formed tweet stories.
Yeah, it's a good
I think
one.
We all have a friend that is Buttons. I know. I'm pretty sure you know who our friend who would be Buttons.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Frat. Okay,
mm-hmm. Of course.
He was not in a frat.
Mm-hmm.
Never joined a frat. His name has nothing to do with frat. Guess what, though? His nickname's been Frat since he was 17 years old.
Yeah, Talk's got a few.
yeah.
He does.
He would be the Buttons for our...
I bet you that shirt, too. I would love to see it, because I bet it had, one extra button. It probably looked...
Guys, do you think this shirt has too many buttons?
Yeah, that's what I envisioned. He just wasn't shutting up about whether or not he should wear... said button down.
This feels like something Bruce could find himself, a situation Bruce could find himself in.
Oh,
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he already got blue jeans already.
Blue jeans. Yeah. Yeah. Christopher wearing jeans. His nickname became blue jeans.
wore a pair of jeans once.
You eat flapjacks for 15 days straight. And all of a sudden,
flapjacks was worn.
Bruce is the Buttons of the office.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I also am known to enjoy a biscuit. I've recently gotten back into.
Bruce is back in the biscuit game.
In the biscuit. Today was Percy stale biscuit. And burnt.
Bakers beware. Percy Biscuits is here.
Yep. You need a few too many biscuits. Yeah, a group of guys. That's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sorry, Bruce. Bruce, your buttons now.
Hey,
I mean, hold on just a second. Let's not just forget. Bruce is not the guy's name.
No, not even really that close to my name.
No, not even close. Not at all.
AJ Hawk called you Bruce once.
Yep.
That's all she wrote.
And
for
now
Bruce.
You're Brucey Buttons Brown.
Yeah. Yes.
Brucey Biscuits, flapjacks, buttons.
Blue jeans.
Burgers. Brown.
Burgers.
I forgot about the burgers.
Right. I mean,
a lot of peas.
I don't need
a lot
enough,
of peas.
I don't need enough burgers. How did that one even come about?
You had a fucking McDouble in your fridge.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, Bruce just goes to McDonald's and gets five McDoubles every Monday.
I've never had a McDouble in my fridge.
It was a burger.
Yeah, like the guy from The Longest Show. Yeah. Next. Sorry, Bruce.
Man, I do love burgers.
Nope. Next.
Yeah, I didn't get this. I don't understand what that is.
Oh, I got some videos?
Yep. Wait a minute, boys. Now the football season is over.
Nice.
SeatGeek is extending their $30 off promo to all event types. That means the NBA,
what?
The NHL,
what?
You guessed it,
what?
March Madness,
hell yeah.
What? NIT,
what?
CBI,
what?
The Women's March Madness,
what?
CIT.
The CIT,
yep.
That's a thing.
Concerts,
what?
Stand-up comedy.
All right, Bruce.
You name it. Use Pat 30 for $30 off all tickets. Doesn't matter if you're new or repeat purchaser. That's code PAT30 for $30 off.
Hell yeah.
What? Yeah, how did this start? Is to say there? I can't see.
My favorite's the last one.
Bruce is a fraud.
It pops up just every YouTube video.
Brucey, the king of flapjacks.
Bruce is a fraud.
Yeah, we've been milking me for all the clickbait you can get from these udders.
Fucking right. It's like once every
Bruce Burger.
It's like once every 30, once every 2 episodes or 20 episodes or something like that.
But how did? What was the genesis of Brucey Burger?
Bruce, did you create fucking Burger Radio?
Should have.
Best burger in Indianapolis and Central Indiana? Ask Bruce.
That's hilarious.
Ooh, what is it?
Next.
Bob's.
Oh, the videos. We're on to the video portion.
I believe it's the one that Bill sent in.
Send video.
Bill did send this in.
Send a video.
Guy's just walking down the stairs at work. Fucking misses a step. Hits the alarm. Closes all the fucking fire doors.
Holy shit.
Sucks the air out of the room.
That was his ringtone?
That was a bang.
No, I think that they just, it was.
Wow. That's a tough day, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, cancel this quarter's test. That guy made sure that those doors closed properly.
You're right. I mean, from the way that guy stepped down the stairs, I don't think he was worried about a test per se.
He was probably just on his way home, too, after a long day.
Picking his nose. Yeah. Picking his nose like an ass hat. There's boogies all over the fireplace.
I don't know how I didn't see that last step. Oh, it's because your finger was in your brain, dude. Yeah.
Oh, it's a weird place for a last step.
Yeah, because it's after the rail. It's after the, That is tough. All right, next. Sorry, dude.
Athlete.
Tough day.
That sucks.
King Crab?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the caption was like, I think I'll just...
Yeah, let the restaurant handle this. Yeah.
I thought it was a CGI when I first saw it.
Dude, let the restaurant. This is like why you get crabs. You're That's about to gut this fucking
Alaskan
king.
Snow crab if I've ever seen one. Yeah. Sig and the Northwestern boys hauled that thing in.
I mean, you need a big pot for that song.
Yeah.
See, this is why you buy those swords. You buy those swords for crabs like this to gut it right there in its stupid gullet.
And then suck on those succulent crab legs.
And then get your lobster buddy.
Yeah.
Crab legs are like the meat to work ratio is all out of whack.
I love when they do it for
I mean, people who don't know how to break crab legs say that.
Yeah, but look at that long ass little thingy.
Zeet sitting in a tub of butter. People bringing him crab legs.
More crab legs!
Break them for me, please. I like them broken on arrival.
It depends. If you go to the right place, if you're like on a place that does, like I went to, where did I go? Hilton Head, and everywhere has crab there.
Oh, yeah.
And they
love crab.
They are meaty, succulent, that are definitely worth the work.
Yeah. Mac and cheese crab is very good. You don't got to work either.
Normally it's lobster mac.
Yeah, lobster
mac. But crab mac also plays.
Crab mac will play.
Lobster mac, and then you take
really
it home.
Really, any mac is kind of delicious. Next.
I love
it. Yeah, mac and mac. Pretty good. Oh, yeah.
This is a meeting of.
You can turn this up, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This is an epic battle.
This guy just won.
He's out. Look at that shield on that guy with the purple sword right there.
See, I don't like the if you're out, lift your hand and walk. You should die.
You should lay, yeah. You should lay.
You should be dead.
There's a regen zone, I believe.
Oh,
look at that guy. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's 7'3".
That's brought Boagrius.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, house. Well, look at that.
You can reach raccoon. 5 people. Oh, he went down.
I feel like the
lacrosse helmet's got
to
go.
So I was disappointed in this because it felt like they weren't, at least in the costumes, they're into it and stuff like that. But it feels like the battle, they're not very into it.
Thought that was Connor at first.
They're just
first.
Not. They're just not good at battle.
I wish it was
me.
This battle seemed kind of weak to me.
I mean, first of all, those two guys in the middle just double swords, and then one guy with just one shitty sword. They're grabbing something. I get it, but. You need some shield protection here.
Yeah.
I am
and then
curious
the archers in the back, they don't seem very into the battle.
No. And plus, this isn't an archer battle. This is a spear battle.
No, I know. But like the archers are in the back. There's this girl back.
Yeah, right
actually,
there,
she just fell. Yeah.
You can't be on the front line if you're an archer. You got to be way back there.
Look at that house.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'd be so pissed if he wasn't on my team.
The long stick.
He's got fucking Mel Gibson's sword from Braveheart. And everyone else is just rolling
with
it.
How'd the two sword guy get back in?
Look at the weight.
Yeah, they can go to their little corner, and I believe they respawn.
I mean, if you just go back to 30 seconds, tall guy's got a weight belt on. Like, if you see someone else, and he's got a weight belt right on the right, then, yeah, all right,
that's a good look.
I'm done. Fighting a guy with a weight belt
that's a
around,
good holster.
Around his fucking waist, all right? It's awesome. There's nothing like LARPing, baby.
I know, but this disappointed me.
It did. But we didn't see every round.
We don't know what rep this was.
The only other LARPing that I've seen compared to this is
Lightning Bolt.
Is that Sean William Scott?
Yeah. No, it's Role Models.
Role Models, yes. Yeah. Sean William Scott.
That movie always hits. I'll watch that like once every like 3 months.
It's a great movie.
There is a LARP one where it's following this guy who he yells, it's real, and he's yelling Lightning Bolt. I've watched so many of these. That's why it's in my algorithm.
Oh, I went down a tsunami wormhole this weekend.
Oh, dude, I saw one too.
I was in there.
The video of like
2004.
Yes, yeah, of the guy
Ocean.
Who filmed
Indian Ocean.
Yes,
the killed 200,000 people.
Yes,
yeah. That people was crazy. Just laughing, yucking it up on the beach. Like, oh, the water's coming up. We better get our chairs.
And then you see like the massive boats riding waves.
Yeah. Nightmare
situation.
Did I see that wave? Or I guess they really call that a wave. Tsunami, right?
Yeah. Nightmare.
That tsunami went 3 miles inland.
Yep.
Yeah. Nightmare situation.
I think tsunami is the worst natural disaster.
I agree.
I do.
Here we go, Bruce.
Well, actually,
what is it?
That's my opinion. That's
it's the most destructive. Maybe hurricane.
Nothing can stop a
tsunami.
There's
really no safe haven outside of getting away from the shoreline, like unless you can outrun it.
And even then, 3 miles is for that one.
Just up. Like, I feel like if you just go,
just go
the
up.
Roof, you're probably going to be okay.
What are you, a fucking Disney movie?
All right, next.
Oh, that's LARPing.
Oh, no.
We can't thank you guys enough.
We ended with LARPing.
Yeah, listening and watching, and we appreciate it. And we'll be back next week. And that's all we have to say about it.
Good luck finding your drink.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate all recommendations. Goodbye.